Blog Talk Radio.
Don't mess with the wolf pack. If you show your teeth, we bite back. This is Nurse Hatchet, she-wolf of the wolf pack.
Edition of Don't Drink the Kool-Aid. I know that a bunch of you were wondering why I didn't use the regular opening. Well, I felt that this was more up to the theme of tonight's show. Well, I see on our chat room that we have a full house here. And we have a bunch of guests in here. We've got about 6 or 7 guests. And I can only imagine who guests are, but I kind of figure that some of them are going to be the subjects of tonight's show. Anyway, so to get started, the beginning of the month, interesting thing. Actually, I should say the day before the end of the beginning of this month, March 31st. Particularly the evening after I finished doing the finale show for Artisan Horror Month. That show went incredibly well. We had Char Harden on, Lucas Marlone showed up, Derek Young was there. Anyways, so what happened is that we finished the show. Lucas contacted me and he said, oh, you know, we're planning on continuing the show, you know, on my podcast. I'm going to have Char Harden. I'm going to have a few of my people there. And I just, you know, I told, you know, and he said, well, I might have Rebecca Hirschberg, you know, if that doesn't bother you. And I said, you know what, Lucas, if you're going to have Hirschberg on the show, I'm not going to be there. Because Hirschberg has been a fucking pain in my ass. Her and Women in Horror have been a pain in my ass for the last year. And I didn't want to have anything to do with her. I had just finished a fantastic show. I was feeling good. The month had ended on a positive note. It was fantastic. So Lucas said, well, you know what? I won't have Rebecca Hirschberg on. I was going to have her and two of her friends, but I'm not going to do that. And I said, are you sure about this, Lucas? Because I'm trusting you here. And he goes, no, they will not show up. You have my promise, Eric. You have my promise. Well, so I went on to the show. We started talking about stuff. And anyways, what ended up happening is a half an hour into the show, Lucas all of a sudden brings up the fact, oh, I've got Rebecca Hirschberg on hold here. Eric, I want you to stay here. We're going to talk to, and it was like, you fucking asshole. You know, I told you no. You know, I didn't want to cause a scene on there. I figured, okay, well, Hirschberg's going to cause some shit, and Lucas will kick her off. No. Lucas lets her on. She starts talking. She asks if I'm around. I was being quiet. I wasn't going to cause any shit. I just thought, okay, fine, she's on here. I'm not going to say a word. she insisted. And in usual Rebecca Hirschberg fashion, she started asking me questions, and every time I tried to answer, she started talking over me. She wouldn't let me get a word in edgewise. I tried to break into a couple of her questions because they were going a little bit far, and she just kept talking over me. So it turned into a talking over match, and she got on my nerves, and I started cussing her out because she was being a frustrating little bitch. And the fact was, all through the show after that, she was being a fucking bitch. Right to the point of every time me or my co-host Derek tried to make points, she would make noise, or she would irritate her baby so that her baby would start crying. Every time we were trying to make a point, the baby would be crying or something. And it was frustrating. It was frustrating as hell. Little piece of trivia, you know, some little background here, just for the people here. The fact was that Monday night, I was exhausted because the fact was I had went through the weekend of hell. If people are unaware, that weekend was the weekend that they had Twisted TerrorCon. Well, people go, you know, assholes going to Twisted TerrorCon decided that they were going to be fun and throw salt into my wounds. So the entire weekend, my email was bombarded with emails from people from Twisted TerrorCon sending me the same three pictures from the convention and talking shit about me. I spent the entire weekend dealing with this shit. So, of course, on Monday, I was not in the mood for bullshit. I really wasn't. I had wanted, honestly, to do my show for Artists in Horror Month, have a nice, friendly show, to finish the evening. What I wanted to do. I should have known better than to trust Lucas Marlone. Unfortunately, I did. I'm never going to do that again. So anyways, so I'm dealing with Hirschberg, who, you know, and honestly, I wish, you know, the thing is that the day after this show, Lucas did another show with Derek Young and Rebecca Hirschberg's co-host, a real horror fan, a fan of mine, and that, Mr. Chris McGibbons. Honestly, Chris said that he had actually listened to the show. He listened to what he called the shouting match. Well, what I'd like to put out there to Mr. McGibbon is, look at how Rebecca is on the show with you. Does she talk over you? Does she cut you off when you make a point, when you are trying to make a point? Does she even act like she did on Lucas Marlone's show? I mean, has she ever irritated her baby and had her baby screaming into the phone while she is on her podcast, amusingly called Horror Socials? I believe Mr. McGibbon would probably say no. She's always acted professionally, he will probably say. She interviews people in a professional way. She lets them talk. She didn't on Lucas Marlowe's show. She acted like a fucking bitch and wouldn't let me get in a word edgewise. Finally, Star Harden made her stop for a little while, and she ended up, she left for a little while, which was a pleasant situation there. Then, of course, Mr. Lucas Marlowe decided to bring on two more people, and that was when the disaster really hit. The two people he brought on was Josh Hadley and Alex, I can't even remember, Jawowski or whatever the fuck that little faggot's name is. I don't really care what his name is. They're both bottom feeders, and they're both assholes. They're buddies of Rebecca Hirschberg's, and they take great pleasure in being trolls and assholes. This Alex guy decided to be a jerk on YouTube and took one of my V-blogs, cut it up, and turned it into a joke against me. I complained to YouTube. They took it down. And because I wasn't suing this little prick, they put it back up. Really don't care. But, you know, he made a big deal out of it. I went and beat Eric Morris. I'm so cool. Fuck you. No, you're a dickwad. And Hadley, oh my fucking God, Hadley, give me a fucking break. Hadley calls himself a journalist. Whoopi-Dee, you're a co-host with Hart Fisher, Whoopi-fucking-Dee. You're his little buddy, his sidekick. Fuck you. And you call yourself a journalist, you can't even fucking keep your story straight. You can't get information straight. We had an ongoing battle about the difference between a published author and a fan fiction author. What a fucking deal hole. Everyone with any fucking intelligence knows that a fucking fan fiction writer is a fan who writes fiction for his friends. It's not professionally published. They don't get money for it. And it is unofficial, meaning the copyright owner does not authorize it. Whereas a published author, they get paid, they get distributed through a publishing house, an actual publishing house, and they get paid for their work. And if it's their original work, they get a copyright. If it's based on, say, like Friday the 13th, like my books are, it is done through an agreement with the publishing company and the owner of the copyright. So it is canon, Mr. Hadley. It is canon. It is an official novel of Friday the 13th, you irritating little fuck. That is a published author. That is what I am. I'm a six-time published author, you fuck. Get it into that little dildo head of yours. Fucking assholes. Unbelievable. I mean, it's the same with Hirschberg and the whole Soska thing. She could never get it right. The fact that I had asked Jen and Sylvia Soska 2 months before my birthday if they could do my birthday show with me and be interviewed. And they said, oh, no, we've got conventions and stuff. And then what they did is they did 3 other people's podcasts on the day before my birthday, the day of my birthday, and the day after, and then added salt to the wound by saying, oh, well, these were done at the last minute because these are our friends and we can do, you know, we do anything for our friends. Well, and I've said this so many times and I've kept it straight. Here's the thing. Jen and Sylvia Soska, for the entire run of American Mary, was saying that, oh, we can't do interviews unless the studio says that we can do it. And we can only do interviews that the studio authorizes. Well, excuse me, the studio didn't authorize these 3 podcasts. So you're fucking liars when it comes to that. You're fucking liars, Jen and Sylvia. But your buddy Rebecca doesn't understand that because she's smoked too many bongs. And her brain is fucking idled. No, this was a matter of friendship, people. And the thing is that we tried to explain this to Miss Herzberg, and she wouldn't understand. She kept saying, oh, no, the world don't work that way. The world don't work that way. Oh, no, no, it doesn't work that way. Excuse me. I've been in podcasting for 5 years. I've asked major directors like Mike Mendez to come on my show. And he's been like, oh, sure, Eric, no problem. You're my buddy. I'd love to. I've had Eric Red on my show. No problem, Eric. That's great. You know, it's going to be great to do a podcast with you, buddy. Yeah, and here's another thing. Something that Derek Young tried to explain to Miss Dizzy Brain, Miss Herzberg the Dizzy Brain. Okay, you know, oh, stars can't do the stuff like that. They won't, you know, bend over backwards to help people like you. Bullshit. When Derek Young was in the hospital, PJ Souls found out about it. And the thing is that she actually left a convention to do the, you know, to go and be with Derek at the hospital. That's the way it is. Oh, look! Oh, Mr. Alex Jawowski is here. Fuck you, dillhole. He's in there and he's fucking writing shit. Fuck you, you little faggot. You're a dickwad. Anyways, so we tried to explain this to Miss Brain Drain, and she wouldn't listen. And then her 2 buddies got in, and it just amazed me on Rebecca's podcast because she was sitting there talking about how professional Alex Jawowski and fucking Josh Hadley was. You know what? You weren't fucking professional. You were jackasses. You were throwing fucking pigs at me from the moment you came on. Hadley, the moment he came on, he's sitting there calling me schizo. So, fuck you. Fuck you, Hadley. Fuck you, Jawalski. You, Hirschberg. How do you like that? Kiss my ass. So, anyway, so that was the thing about them being so unprofessional. And the thing was that, yeah, I was being professional enough that I stayed on that show and with my co-host, Derek Young, we managed to go through this assault. And we went and finished the show. Actually, the thing was that I ended up getting kicked off the show because my phone died. So, oh, and Alex Jawalski is gone. I fucking kicked his ass off out of the chat room. So, anyways, yeah, so that was the show. And Lucas was apologetic and stuff. That's cool with me. The next day, he and, as I said, he, Derek Young and Chris McKibben did a show together, and they talked about the situation and all that. Well, the thing was, I mean, you know, think about it, people. I had gone through a traumatic experience with the Twisted Terror Con thing. They got stuck in this shit. And, you know, I mean, shit, I could have just fucking clocked out. I could have just clocked out, but I stayed and I tried to actually be professional and stay there and manage the storm. But, you know, anyways, so that was my take on the Lucas Marlowe situation. Now, let us talk about a certain troll of mine, a certain troll, stalker, bitch. Named Rebecca Hirschberg. Now, I have gotten a lot of shit from her over the last year since I blocked the Soskas and since I started noticing that women in horror were going against their mission statement. And, yeah, oh, well, you know, Rebecca said that she did some articles on women in horror in the past. Whoopee fucking D. I never saw any of them. I don't know if they even fucking exist. All of a sudden, Shar Hardin saying, oh, no, we never said that. Fuck you on that. And if she did, I have a suspicion because knowing Rebecca the way that I do, she probably stole those articles because I know for a fact that in 2013, my associate Dr. Blood did a series of articles on women in horror in the past. And here's the thing, people. I'm pulling the gloves off, and I'm going to say this right here on the air. I know for a fact, and I am saying it right here for a fact that Rebecca Hirschberg is a plagiarist. How do I know that she is a plagiarist? Well, I have a friend named Mr. David Austin. And David Austin does reviews. He works for magazines. He's not a very popular person because he's, you know, kind of, you know, sociopathic. Anyways, but the thing is that he wrote 6 reviews, and amazingly enough, Rebecca put out the exact same reviews. Right down to the exact wording, isn't that amazing? Yeah, she stole David Austin's reviews, people. So we can call her Spider Baby Jr. And I know for a fact that Rebecca Hirschberg got kicked out of HorrorNews.net for plagiarizing. I know that because I heard it from Day Green. That's right, Day Green, who was at the time, I believe she was one of the head editors of HorrorNews.net, and she kicked Rebecca out, and she kicked her off of her podcast, The Gash, where Rebecca had spent time being the third wheel because, of course, you know, that show was actually run by Day Green and Nita Burstyn. And here's another little piece of trivia for you, ladies and gentlemen of the audience. For a while, actually for a year, mind you, after Hirschberg got kicked out of HorrorNews.net, she trolled Day Green. She insulted her children, and she trolled her constantly. I know because I was friends with Day and I talked to her. And she was very irritated by this because Rebecca was insulting her kids. Now, of course, you know, you talk to Rebecca now who is trying to rewrite history. She throws the blame for this on Elsie McCain, saying, oh no, Elsie McCain went and, you know, started her own Rebecca Hirschberg profile, and she was attacking Day Green and all this. I don't know, people. I mean, use your brains. I mean, hopefully you guys have not used the bong as much as Rebecca Hirschberg and can't actually use your brain for logic. Does this sound logical to you? Does this honestly sound logical? That, oh yes, Elsie McCain is going to do a fake profile after Rebecca Hirschberg is kicked out of HorrorNews.net and attack the person who got Rebecca kicked out. I'm sorry. It just doesn't work for me. I mean, it just amazes me. I mean, I've actually known Elsie McCain for over a year, and she's a little nutty. She's a little bit eccentric. But doing this kind of shit? No. The fact is, people, She does not even want to deal with Hershberg. You talk about Hershberg to her, and she cringes. I mean, she literally goes, please, don't even talk to me about Hershberg. I don't want to talk about her. I've been in therapy dealing with her. And honestly, people, I can understand after the two experiences I've had with that bitch. She is irritating as fucking shit. If I hear that fucking squeaky voice of hers again, I am going to scream. You know, my mentor, Harlan Ellison, and yes, Josh Hadley, I am mentioning Harlan Ellison, so fuck you, once said that there are two kinds of uneducated people. There are the ignorant who have the capacity to learn, they just don't have the information available to them. Then you have the stupid people who arrogantly do not want the knowledge. They will not accept the knowledge even when it's jammed into their head. They will not believe it no matter what. That's Hershberg. She is stupid as shit. You give her information and she just throws it aside. She'd be one of those people that, the world is round, it's not flat. Oh, no. No, the world is flat and it's sitting on top of a turtle. I know that because that's what I know. And that's the way the world works. That's Hershberg. Oh, my fucking God. So, unfortunately, Josh Hadley and Alex, whatever the fuck your name is, you little fucking faggot. You can throw as many screenshots as you want at me or at Derek. I'm not gonna believe a shit thing that bitch says. I'm not, because I know from people who I actually trust what is the truth. And I don't trust Hershberg. I don't trust her as far as I can throw her. And I don't like her. I really don't. Anyways. I mean, give me a fucking break. This bitch, when my sister, when she started insulting me on, what was it, Aaron Williams' website where he had his thing, is Women in Horror Needed? Hershberg started attacking me on there. The thing is, my sister Jeanette came on there to defend me. And Hershberg had the fucking nerve to sit there and tell my sister, who basically told her, yes, my brother does know the Soskas, because, you know what, I've talked to Jen and Sylvia Soska, I've talked to them on the phone at our house. My brother handed the phone over me, and I talked to Jen and Sylvia Soska and told them how much I enjoyed Dead Hooker in the Trunk, and we had a nice conversation, me and the two girls on there. So, yes, my brother does know. Hershberg goes and sits there and tells my sister, oh, well, he's lying to you. He's lying to you. Your brother is a liar. He's lying to you. And you're a liar, too, if you're saying it. What the fuck? I mean, give me a break, people. Use your brains. That is fucking ridiculous. It's just like Hirschberg sitting there saying, oh, well, it's okay if ambassadors of women in horror go and put up Nazi symbols on other women's websites and call themselves feminazis. Hirschberg is supposed to be a German Jewish person. Excuse me? There was a thing called the Holocaust? And you're saying that throwing up Nazi symbols is acceptable? Oh my fucking God. What a fucking, oh my God. Give me a break. That is unbelievable. So anyways, okay, so that part is over. I've finished with my lovely little thing, bringing you up to date on Rebecca Hirschberg, the dill hole. Now to the next subject. Well, you, the horror fans, know how much that I dislike clicks. I dislike horror socials. Have you ever asked why? I don't hear anything, but I'm sure that you're saying, okay, fine, Eric Morris, why don't you tell us? Well, let me tell you a little story. This is one of many stories, but this one is one that's, you know, very significant. Because it was the first time that the horror, well, not even, these aren't the horror socials, but these were socials in high school, fucking got it where it was personal to me. In 1980. So you see how far back this is. And this is at Aragon High School. It was my second year of high school, and we started out the year, and in one of my classes, I made friends with this student that her parents were from Sweden, and she had moved to America. She knew English and that. She had didn't have a Swedish accent or anything. Her name was Ingrid. And she was a horror fan. She was a science fiction fan and stuff. Very sweet girl. Very quiet, very soft-spoken. Very pretty girl. I mean, you know, she looked like she looked like a model. Let me put it that way. And I was just overwhelmed because we became fast friends. And we'd hang out together. She'd hang out with me and my friends, you know, who were over. We were kind of the losers of the school. And we would hang over in our area. And she was a cool one. She really liked me. I mean, we were like inseparable. And this went on for like 5-6 months. And the thing was that I got sick. I came down with, they said it was valley fever. All I know is I was sick as a dog, and I was out of school for a month. Literally out of school for a month. And, you know, just sick as a dog. I come back to school, And Ingrid has new friends. She had, like, six new friends. There was these five girls, and there was this one guy. He was a gay guy, you know, very effeminate. And he reminded me he would have been a love child of Lucas Marlowe and Greg Russell Titterington, literally. I mean, he kind of looked in the face like Greg, and he kind of acted like Lucas, and he had the blonde hair. So, real amusing guy. Well, the thing was that these ones, they were a clique that was part of other cliques that were part of the Soch in our school. That's what we call them, is the Soch. These were the ones that they thought that they were such higher status than the rest of us. You know, we were inferior in all this. They had all the parties. They thought that they ran the school and everything. So anyways, they had snuck in and started putting their claws into Ingrid. Well, you know, what could I do? I had to accept her decision that she was friends with these people, and I tried to make the best of it. Even though they were insulting as shit, they started calling me Willie or Billy or whatever. They couldn't get my name straight and treated me like shit. Ingrid would sit there and say, well, they'll get used to you. I mean, hell, I like you, and they'll love you eventually and all this. And this went on for 2 months. And finally, what ended up happening is that these Soches decided that they wanted me out. They gave Ingrid an ultimatum and told her it was either me or them. That if she chose me, she would have no social life, be on the bottom of the totem pole. She would, not have any real friends in school, and they'd make sure that the rest of her time in high school was terrible. On top of that, they told her that in order to prove her allegiance to them, she had to do something very public for them. So anyways, the one day I come in and I'm walking up to Ingrid, and this guy, his name was actually Greg. He comes up and he goes, Ingrid has something to say to you. And Ingrid walks up and she spits my face. Then she slaps me across the face and starts calling me names. She says, you're fat, you're ugly, you're beneath me. These are my friends over here. These are better people than you. They're better than anything. They're prettier. I am going to be with them. Go away. You're garbage. was hurt. I was hurt, and I walked away and found out later from a friend that they had told her everything that she had to say. Anyway, so Ingrid, for the rest of her high school time, she became a horror soche. Not a horror soche, I mean a soche. And she treated people like me and my friends like crap. Friends of mine, you know, like my friend Henry Heighton, went up and said hi to her, and she told him to go fuck himself and leave. She went to all the parties. I found out that at one particular party, a horror soche, not a horse, well, a soche. See, I'm so used to calling them, saying horror soches because of the horror community. But a soche went and put drugs in her drink and raped her at a party. After that party, she ended up going into a depression. And the last year of high school, Ingrid went and hung herself. She killed herself. So, after seeing that, I have no love for cliques. I have no love for fucking socials. They are scumballs. They ruin lives. They fucking take people's souls. They are worse than the fucking devil. I've dealt with them even after this. I dealt with them before. And I dealt with them after. I mean, it never turned out good with people that they took in. Literally, I remember a clique started taking control in the oldest Doctor Who club that I was a member of, the Legion of Rassilon. And they associated themselves with a Star Trek club, and the Star Trek club went and started to assimilate the Doctor Who club. My friends and I, we were part of the newsletter, and we started seeing changes. They wouldn't give us money and stuff to do the newsletter, and started blaming us for the fact that we didn't have a newsletter. And ended up, we had to walk out of there, and this Doctor Who club, which had been there for 20 years, it's never recovered from that. I'm no longer a member. I walked away from it. I was so disgusted. Anyways, so I guess you guys are wondering why I went through that entire story for you. Not only to give you some background on why I hate horror socials, why I hate clicks, why I hate that fucking superior attitude that they throw out. I can't stand it. They are fucking assholes. They are fucking egotistical, shallow assholes. And it really gets under my skin. The whole attitude that, oh, well, we're so fucking fabulous. We're so better than the rest of you. you know, we can do any convention we want, and we'll get you kicked out of it because we're so fucking cool. Anyway, so the thing is that my little battle with Hirschberg, Hadley, Mike White, and Alex Fucktard has gone to a new level. It's gone to a new level in the fact that Rebecca Hirschberg has gotten it to where it's now personal with me. Before it wasn't personal, I was irritated by her. Now it's personal. Took somebody away from me. For the last almost 3 months, I had a new friend on Facebook. There was this girl that I really liked. I mean, she would call me up and we'd sit there and we'd talk. We'd actually sit there and talk horror. We'd sit there and talk. And, you know, I am each other, and, you know, she helped me with Artisan Horror Month. Her name was Violet Van Dorn, and I really liked her. When she started communicating with me and stuff, I was a little bit suspicious. But she got in there. She got in there with me, and I started to trust her, and I actually started to care for her. I started to like her. And that, and I, you know, she actually meant something to me. It wasn't, you know, but of course, you know, if you listen to Hirschberg, she says, oh, well, you know, that's just a Facebook friendship. Facebook friendships don't mean anything. They're, you know, they're not real friendships. You know, Facebook friendships mean nothing. They're nothing. Right. This meant something to me. This lady, I have been through hell. And a lot of trust. And I've had a lot of people fucking betray me. Fucking turn their backs on me. Fucking play double dealing and start sending screenshots of my profile on Facebook to my enemies. On top of everything, all kinds of crap. And honestly, I had started trusting Violet. And the thing is that Violet started talking about, I want to be part of Women in Horror. You know, are you going to have a problem with that? And I said, well, you know, I don't like Women in Horror, but, you know, if you want to be in Women in Horror, fine, whatever. And she goes, well, you know, I want to be friends with Rebecca Hirschberg because Rebecca Hirschberg can get me in there, and, you know, she can help me with, you know, get my stuff promoted and everything, and, you know, help make me famous. I told her, I said, you know what, Violet? The only person that's going to make you famous is you. If your work is good, it'll get acknowledged and you will be famous. You don't need a bunch of egotistical, shallow ego cases to puff up your ego and, you know, get your work out there. You can do it yourself. I know a lot of, you know, the thing is, I know a lot of authors, I know a lot of people, and they're not horror socs. They're not even part of the horror soc thing. The horror socs think that they're garbage. Successful authors. Violet is a splatterpunk author. Well, you know, I'm the king of splatterpunk. At least, according to 400 people. Anyways. So, it's just amazing. She's sitting there and she's saying, oh, well, you know, I want to go and hang out with Rebecca Hirschberg at Texas Frightmare. I want to get her side of things. You know, I mean, I've heard what you've said about her, but, you know, I want to get to know her. And I go, oh, whatever, you know, you're a grown woman. You can do whatever you want. You go ahead and hang out with Hirschberg and hang out with the Soskas, whatever. You know, and she goes, well, you know, you're not taking it right. Well, I'm sorry. You know, you're saying that you want to hang out with a woman who has said that I have mental problems and has called me a woman hater and all kinds of vile crap. Wouldn't I be a little bit irritated? But she's gone, well, you know, I want, you know, these people are going to be important to getting me famous. It's like, anyways, after Lucas Marlowe's show, Violet put a post up on Facebook saying that she was frustrated. She was getting a lot of negative feedback from people because she had helped me with Artists in Horror Month, and that, and because she was associating with me, and she wanted to shut down her Facebook profile for a little while, take a rest, work on her book, and, you know, come back later, you know, when she's recharged her batteries. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever. Well, yeah, supposedly she did this. Of course, people, and this is the fucking irritating part, she didn't. What did Violet Van Doren do? Listeners in the chat room, Violet Van Doren blocked me on Facebook. I didn't know it. I thought she'd closed down her profile. You know, on Facebook, you have friends, and these friends love the drama. They love letting you know when people are fucking with you. So a friend of mine informed me, oh no, Violet Van Doren did not close down her Facebook page. She's still on Facebook. And she's good friends with Rebecca Hirschberg. She actually did Rebecca's podcast with her. She co-hosted with Rebecca on her podcast. Well, can you imagine how this felt? to me, people in the audience, finding this out. I had actually said on, when she said that she was going to be leaving, oh, well, we still got the phone, and you know what my email address is. Give me a smiley face on my Facebook email. Smiley face. Then I find out that she's a fucking liar. That she blocked me. And that she's hanging out with Hirschberg. And going on her podcast. I told this to my co-host, Derek Young. And he sent Hirschberg a letter about this. And anyway, so just to let you know, I got a message back. And she went into it. She was going, oh, I wanted to send you a note to clear things up because I believe you deserve an explanation. But let me give you my side of things, what happened. Last time we chatted on Facebook, I mentioned to you that I wanted to talk to Rebecca to get her side of things because all I got was your side. I know I said some nasty things about her to you, and I started feeling guilty that I was making negative assumptions about a person that I had never talked to. So I got on her podcast one night and apologized to her about making those assumptions about her. Now, here's where it gets sticky. The night after that podcast, I friended Elsky McCain because I figured that a friend of yours is a friend of mine, and like I said before, I wanted to stay neutral. I even started having some wordplay with her back and forth. So I didn't think anything was wrong. However, her boyfriend, Ben, got on and started harassing me and telling me to fuck off because I had one podcast with Rebecca and that I was a buddy with her, which was not true. No, the fact was, and if Violet is listening, Elsky already said, she never talked to you. The person you talked to was Ben the entire time. Elsky was asleep. After that happened, when I came to you and started asking questions whether you knew Ben or not, that's when I decided to leave Facebook for a while. Even after one minor incident, I was already labeled an asshole when I did nothing wrong. The fact is, Violet, if you're listening, I'd already told you that Elsky and Rebecca hated each other, that Rebecca had continuously said that Elsky was stalking her. And that Rebecca was saying that Elsky was stalking her, and that Elsky was saying that Rebecca was lying and that she was causing shit for her. I made you aware of this shit. So, and when you said that you would friended Elsky McCain, I told you that that was a bad idea. But you didn't listen to me. So you got blocked by Ben. I didn't know who Ben was. I mean, I never understood that. Anyway, so to continue with her letter. Now Rebecca has gotten a message from Derek saying that her and I have been working together all along to conspire against you. That is the furthest thing from the truth. I would never conspire against friends because that is straight up evil and wrong. Well, Violet, you are associating with a woman who has, as I said, called me a mental case and said a bunch of shit about me. You are planning to buddy-buddy with her at Texas Frightmare. You have basically said to me that she is your entryway to fame. She is your entryway into women in horror, and through that, you're going to become famous. Really. Anyways, I talked on the phone before about it, and I've even... Oh, wait a second. I decided to stay friends with Rebecca because of Women in Horror Month. You and I have talked on the phone about it, and I've even said I wanted to be a part of it because I think I can really make a difference. Yes, she did. And I told her, I said, the thing is that all they do is they self-promote. It's not about helping other women who are not getting recognition. I'm sorry. I still stand by that. I have never seen them promote anyone other than themselves. Never. They've always been self-promoting little bitches. It, you know, the thing is that Women in Horror is just another clique. They pretty much don't even associate with people outside their little clique. I mean, I've had friends who have tried to be friends with Jen and Sylvia Soska, and it's like, oh no, you're not part of our crowd. You know, you're not good enough for us. That's the way that they've acted towards these people. So, you know, it's fucking ridiculous. Because she wants to be part of an organization that I literally hate them because of the fact that they've degenerated to the point that they do not even resemble the organization that I used to support a few years ago. They've turned into nothing but a bunch of self-promoting women who want to be put on pedestals and who want nothing but, oh, worship us, worship us. That's Women in Horror now. And it makes me sick. Anyways, so here's the most amusing part of Violet's letter. The last thing I wanted to do is burn bridges with anyone in the horror community. That includes you, Elski, Derek, or anyone else. Right. Violet, you've blocked me. You've lied to me. To me. So that you can be buddies with fucking Hirschberg. Because you've got it in your fucking head that she's going to make you famous. Unfucking believable. Then, and this is the part that I love here. I posted on my blog about Rebecca getting bullied for the reason, for one reason and one reason only, because bullying is wrong and it should be reported. From Rebecca's perspective, it is Ian who's doing the bullying. However, I don't care if it was Elski or somebody else. I still would have posted it on my blog. I was bullied growing up, and I know how it feels as an adult, and I feel like I can do something about it. If it really is Elski doing this to Rebecca, she needs to stop immediately. Well, guess what, Violet? I've told you that it wasn't Elski. Elski hasn't been doing shit. You just want to fucking believe fucking Rebecca. That's what it is, because she, oh yeah, because she's going to get you into women in horror. She's going to make you famous. You're going to get to be with the in crowd. Oh my fucking God. It just fucking makes me want to fucking cry. Anyway, so here's the next part. Whether you believe me or not, just know that my heart has been in the right place for the whole time, and I never would do anything to hurt you on purpose. Really, you blocked me. Hurting people is not in my anatomy, and if you feel I did hurt you, I apologize. You fucking blocked me. You fucking lied to me, Violet. You fucking lied to me. I fucking cared about you. We talked. You fucking got in with me. I fucking trusted you. Think about that. I fucking trusted you. I don't trust people that much. I really don't. You have no fucking clue. You have no fucking clue how it is. Anyway, so here's the next part. I'm getting caught in the crossfire of a war I never wanted to be a part of. I've wanted to stay neutral, just like Shar Hardin, but that didn't happen. Yeah, it didn't happen because you decided that you had to fucking play, I'm going to get in with Rebecca Hirschberg, and I'm going to be famous. And, oh, I'm going to just prove to Rebecca how much I'm on her side. I'm going to post a blog against Elski McCain. Yeah, that's what you did, Violet. That's what you did. What you did is the equivalent of what Ingrid did to me in my face. You went after a friend of mine. When you blocked me, you slapped me. Just like Ingrid did. You slapped me and you pushed me away. You're no better than Ingrid was. You're weak. You are fucking weak and you fucking gave in to the fucking horror socials and you fucking sold your soul to Rebecca Hirschberg. That's what you did. Anyways, I wanted to stay neutral like Shar Hardin, but it didn't happen. I just like I asked Rebecca, I'm going to ask you, please keep me out of this war. I don't know what Ben and Elski have been saying about me, but if they're saying what I think they're saying, they're wrong. No. Ben and Elski haven't been saying anything. The person who has been making herself perfectly clear is you, by your actions, blocking me, doing the podcast with Rebecca, chumming up to Rebecca, all of it, basically shown that you are Team Rebecca. Okay, here's the last part of it. All this is making me sick to my stomach. I'm tired of being labeled a jerk because I decide to befriend certain people who are ruining the horror community. Rebecca and I are keeping it professional with WIHM, and that's it. Like I said, WIHM was something I wanted to be a part of all along without drama. I think it's awful that we can't be friends on a more personal level without all this he said, she said junk. I really did enjoy talking with you, and I still do consider you a friend. However, it seems like we can't be because of this Team William, Team Rebecca thing going on right now. Yeah, because you chose your team. You chose Team Rebecca. You chose to be shallow. You chose to sell your soul to Rebecca Hirschberg. That's what you did. You spit on me. You called me fat and ugly. You did exactly the same thing that Ingrid did. You fucking shit on me to be a soch. That's what you did. You lied to me. You said that you'd closed down your Facebook account and you wanted to have time away. You lied to me. Your Facebook account is up. You're socializing with Hirschberg. You are on her fucking podcast. You are a fucking liar. You are a fucking liar. I hope your stomach fucking burns. Because you deserve it. You fucking lied to me. I fucking trusted you. I fucking trusted you, Violet Van Dorn. I trusted you. And I cared. You got in with me and you made me trust you. You made me like you. And you fucking broke my heart. You fucking broke my heart. You didn't want to hurt me. Well, you hurt me. You hurt me deeply. You fucking hurt me deeply. I have been fucking hurt by a lot of women in my life. A lot of women. And you hurt me as bad as any of them. I had a fucking girlfriend that I had for 5 years fucking tell me that she was going to go and marry cousin of Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker. We had been together for 5 years, and she goes and tells me after a horror movie that she's going to get married in 3 days, and if I wanted to have her in my life, I'd have to accept it and kiss her ass. I said, fuck you. She hurt me. And you hurt me about as bad. Because you fucking decided that you're going to associate with a person who fucking insults me, fucking calls me names, fucking tells people that I'm a fucking woman hater and I'm a fucking mental case. How is that fucking right, Violet? How is that, I still am going to be your friend. Fuck you on that. You're a fucking liar. You are a fucking liar. You're a fucking asshole. So, fuck you. Anyway, so this is my final thing about this. So, guess what, Hirschberg? It's personal now. I'm going to fucking torch you, bitch. Because, you know what? You fucking took somebody away from me. And I don't take that easy. That's fucking war to me. So, fuck you. Fuck Josh Hadley. Fuck Mike White. And fuck you, Alex. You're all a bunch of fucking faggot pieces of shit. And you can go kiss my ass. Bye.